have you been?
Oh, good.
Good. Good. Good.
A little surprised.
Yeah. I bet you were surprised. How did things go when you went to California?
Oh, it was great. I wasn't expecting that, but that was a big surprise when Sergio from Kevin Lee Production called me. It was 1 a.m. here.
Oh.
Yeah, my son was sick, but I wake up to give him the medicine. I received a message and was him. I think that he couldn't sleep that time. He couldn't, and he need to pass the message away. And he told me about the project. He told me about the person, but he's saying secret. You can't say anything. I have a lot of epic professional, and I know that I can say just my husband. But I can't believe it. I can't believe until the day that I called the door and Quentin Tarantino opened his door. Yeah, I realized that everything, okay, that is true.
So not until you actually saw Quentin Tarantino did you believe it was happening.
Yes, man. That's unbelievable.
It is pretty crazy sometimes, right? It's surreal, right? They're so so big, and they're just people just like you and me, though, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's really nice.
Yeah. I heard good things. That's really good. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to do a spotlight on you, and we wanted to do it in Spanish. And so so Claudia's here to ask some of the questions. And I'll ask some questions as well, and then she'll ask them in Spanish so we can edit it into a Spanish interview. But basically, sort of, you know, a spotlight about you, your journey, how you got started, you know, how you incorporated the internships into your, because you've been, you know, you've been in the industry for quite a while, right? So to come back and, you know, take more continuing education and some hands-on courses and then jump into internships, it shows that you need to stay fresh, right, in the industry.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So why don't we start with that? Why don't you just introduce yourself and just sort of tell us your journey? How did you even get into the industry?
Yes, well, I love the I'm an industrial designer in my country, Venezuela. So I love set up the stuff, the interior designer. I like the decorations. I like all the stuff. I like weddings. I like events. I don't like when I see something that is bad. I want to try to fix it.
Yeah.
I went to a lot of weddings. I saw a lot of brides so mad, and I feel frustrated myself. So one day, my baby had almost 2 years old, and I told my husband that I want to be a wedding planner here, because in the United States, you have the certificate for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I look online, and I immediately get the information from longevity. So I went to the college because they have a program in, what is that college? A Long Star College here in Houston.
Yeah.
And I went, yes, and that's it, I started. After that, it was hard for me because it was in English and I don't understand a lot of words. And I have to go bed at 3 a.m. most of the time, go to the computer. Was hard, but was a really, really nice journey for me as a wedding planner. I received a certificate. So after that, I traveled to California for a Kevin Lee masterclass. Working for my English was a lot of things. Was like a big wave go to my body, and it's a lot of things happened to me. I have to work with Venezuelan celebrities, make a lot of events here for Venezuela, for Mexico. Was great. And then I tried to work more for the American events. What else? I went for David Tutera symposium. Mm-hmm. Was a lot of stuff. Was a nice night. It's a nice journey right now. I'm living that, and I love it. I like it. It's my passion right now.
Well, we're excited to have you, you know, as part of the Longevity team. I remember meeting you, you know, last June in the Hollywood masterclass you went to, right? Hollywood Weddings masterclass, right? I remember that's where we met. So, we're thrilled. We're thrilled to have you. I'm glad that you're really making an impression during your internships to really stand out, you know, because, you know, Kevin and Sergio requested you. So, you know, I think that really says a lot about the level of customer care and just attention to detail and work ethic that you have really shines through when you're on the job for them. So congratulations for making such an amazing impression on them. You certainly make us look proud, make us look good, make us proud. And you know, we certainly want more internship opportunities, and it's students and alumni like yourself that really become a star student that helps us to get more internships. The more we can show high quality professional event planners on the job.
Yeah, right? I learned a lot from you, and I really appreciate the opportunity. I like it. I love it.
All right. Well, thanks again, ladies. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Gracias.
Oh, you know what? I have one more question, and maybe you can answer it in Spanish. If you could give any prospective students advice on how to get started in the industry, what would be your advice to them?
Oh, repeat again.
¿Qué consejo le darías tú a un estudiante que inicia en el ámbito o en la industria de las bodas?
¿Qué consejo? Que tenga mucha paciencia y que continúen, que lo que empiece a veces es tan difícil, pero no es imposible, que sigan. Okay, let me say in English, I can tell the people that start in this industry that continue, go ahead. Sometimes the thing can be difficult, sometimes looks impossible, but anything is impossible. Everything they can get everything that they dream.
They just have to take action. It sounds like what you're saying, just do it. You're giving them
just do it.
Take action, right? And that's so true. Too many of us are frozen in fear and don't do anything and keep putting it off. So that's really great advice. Just go ahead and do it. Well, thanks for that, Liliana. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
we'll see you soon. Have a good holiday.
Happy holiday.
Yes, you
happy
too.
Happy holiday. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.